Rickleblog, 04 July 2007, extracted from a long iPhone review. While waiting for guests to show up, I happened to read an iPhone review on CNN. A brief paragraph caught my eye. It's important to note that the iPhone is little more than an expensive paperweight until it's activated. You can make emergency calls, but you can't use any other functions, including the iPod music player. What's worse, if you cancel your AT&T contract, the iPhone becomes a paperweight again. I don't think the euphoria over this product is going to last. 4th of July spam. On another sad note, the spammers have been doing a remarkably professional job this holiday. Every other email, to the tune of hundreds already, is some variation of either Happy Birthday America, or your friend or relative or partner has sent you a greeting card. Most are grammatical, and all links lead, undoubtedly, to nothing good. Be careful out there. Fireworks are a hazard, too, but at least explosions are colorful, fun, and won't corrupt your hard drive unless they're very carefully placed. Nonetheless, Happy Birthday, America, with nothing to click on. Follow-up, 06 July 2007. Already the hackers have come up with numerous ways to activate the iPhone without an AT&T account. There seems to be some indignation and outrage over the bizarre necessity for doing so, but at least so far, the "isn't this neat" faction is outweighing the "I shouldn't have to do this" faction. Now playing Faithless, Rush, on a brand new album.